this morning. I went to the computer. And a video that...
No, I'm making a video for YouTube.
All right. Making coffee. Coffee shop I go to.
Well, hey, listen, why do you let me make coffee? Are you tired of making me coffee?
No, make yourself coffee. Come on, go ahead.
All right. So anyway, so I get up this morning, I jump on the computer, and last night's video that hasn't even been up for 8 hours yet has 47 downvotes, 37 upvotes. So I looked at the numbers, and it actually has more downvotes than all of my other videos combined. Now, I know this is supposed to make me upset, make me anxious, and make me big. And I suppose it would, except that it's a bad strategy for whoever's doing it. I'm going to explain to you why. Now, first of all, we don't know what a downvote is. A downvote is not being able to get a job, not being able to get an apartment, really needing help, and nobody's willing to help you. That's a downvote. The downvote is the movie always being sold out. The downvote is discovering you have lung cancer when you didn't smoke. The downvote is discovering that she never really loved you. That's a downvote. And really, the ultimate downvote is life itself. So, I mean, I have to admit, I take it as a bit of a compliment to me. You're going to downvote me. Because really, that means you're thinking about me. And that's nice. And I don't exactly know who told you that I was important, because I'm not important. You know, a little YouTube channel with 1,159 subscribers, 55,000 total views. I mean, let's be real, it's a bullshit little channel. I gotta put some water in my coffee. So basically, downvoting this shit would really only work in terms of hurting my feelings if I actually cared. The problem is, I don't care. There are a lot bigger problems in the world. A lot of other things to worry about. Getting up in the morning and thinking, wait, my video got downvoted. What about? Fuck it. Don't care. And the other thing is, if you're downvoting me, that means you're thinking about me. Which means you don't like what I have to say. And frankly, big deal. Honestly. It's not a big deal. You don't like it. It doesn't matter. And I'll explain to you why it doesn't matter. Because even if I stop, even if Sandman stops, even if Stardust stops, even if Barbar stops, even if John the Other stops, the ideas are still out there. They're in the wild now. There's no central office. There's no central committee. We don't get together and decide what to talk about. It's not like that. That's not how we do. So, please, keep downvoting me. And I suppose this is a difference in terms of maybe how men and women deal with harassment online. Because to me, I know what real harassment looks like. Real harassment looks like you got to run for your fucking life. Real harassment means you gotta take a cab even though you only live 3 blocks away because you're worried about getting your ass kicked. You know, real harassment is being thrown in the stockade on some bullshit. But a couple of downvotes on YouTube, that's not a big deal. Why am I still paying for coffee, by the way, if I'm making my own coffee? Thank you. That was very nicely explained. All right. So anyway, so the bottom line is, go ahead. Downvote. Downvote me to oblivion. To oblivion and beyond, bitches. Because it's fine. It's just fine.